The Wash Up continues in 2021 as a podcast, and the first game we're going to look at from a big opening round of Ballerine footy is Barwon Heads' win over Drysdale. Been lucky enough to be joined by the coach of the Seagulls in Mitch Herbison. Herbie, thanks for joining us on The Wash Up.
No, is it all, Kingy? Thanks for having me.
Great result to kick things off. You unfurl the flag and then you go on and have a 58-point win over a Drysdale side that we expect will challenge for finals. 19-13-127 Barwon Heads. Drysdale 10-9-69, Barwon Heads 19-13-127. You took a little bit to take control of the contest, I think 20 points up at halftime, but that third quarter of footy you must have been really impressed with.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a pretty tough first half. Given the conditions and the way the game was played, it was pretty frantic and a hot footy and a lot of bash and crash sort of stuff. So it took a little while to get some control, and luckily enough we had a good third quarter, which put us in good stead.
Talk to us about the stand rule and its impact that it's having on your footy so far. What have you seen through the practice matches and yesterday, especially with the new man on the mark interpretation?
Yeah, look, it probably just allows teams to control the footy a little bit more, and for the person that's got the ball in control, they can make some better decisions. And I think certainly later in the games it tends to open up a little bit more with guys getting that handball receive, because basically the guy on the mark is a long way back from when he's got to chase and try and run him down. So from that sense it opens up the game a little bit more, and I think we saw with the results yesterday that it's probably a little bit more scoring.
Yeah, talk to us about the weather at Barwon Heads. I was at Queenscliff Geelong Ammos and it was warm at the Kuta Bowl. Did you get some relief off the ocean down there at all, or was it still fairly warm?
Oh, it was a pretty sort of dry northerly wind down at Barwon Heads, so there wasn't too much relief from there. There wasn't the normal sea breeze that we're used to down there, so it was a pretty hot and dry hit out, which first up it was certainly testing conditions.
You had the unfurling of the flag pre-game, and that's the last formality, and you put 2019 behind you. But what was that like for you? Talk to us about the pride in seeing that flag unfurled and fluttering in the breeze and saying that Barwon Heads were premiers in 2019.
Yeah, obviously it's been a long time to wait to unfurl the flag, but it's a pretty special occasion, and it's probably more enjoyable for the supporters. I guess that for us it was, for the players out there, it was all the focus was around, getting into round one and making a good start on the game. So, we got a couple of minutes to enjoy it, but then, once that was all done, it was all business, I suppose. So, special occasion for the club and, the supporters. They were out in force yesterday, so, it was a good day.
Nathan Brown made his debut for Barwon Heads, former Collingwood and St Kilda star, Collingwood Premiership player in 2010. Can you give us a bit of a summation on his performance yesterday?
He was great. It was a pretty hot contest, so for someone of that level and just having that bigger body around the contest was great for us. So experienced at a higher level, so. Yeah, to have someone like that on a day that's pretty frantic, just having that composure and that leadership out in the field was great for us and great for the young guys.
Yeah, at least Petiri comes with massive wraps out of the Western Region League and has fitted in like a hand into a glove. Was outstanding yesterday from all reports.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he he set us up well in the back half, and as did Will Jacobs down there. To have those two come into the team, as well as a debutant in Coburn Troik. Yeah, we were pretty inexperienced in a way down back. But they're growing with each game that they play, which is good. So, hopefully there's a fair bit of improvement there.
What can you tell us about Coburn Troik, Herbie? What's his backstory?
Yes, he's a Barwon Heads junior. played under 18s in 2019, and yeah, he's had a really good pre-season. He's got a bit of a tall, sort of skinny build, and seems to be able to get a fist in where needed, and you know, he's a good intercept mark and uses the ball quite well as well. So yeah, he's been a good addition for us, and yeah, one that will, you know, continue to grow as he plays more senior footy.
Yeah, well, I've seen some photos from the game, and it appears that you'll run with the Matty Dyer, Brock Close ruck combination at this stage.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Brock played really well yesterday, as did Matty Dyer, and you know, they work pretty well together, and probably offer different strengths in the ruck, and you know, on a day like it was yesterday, it's important to sort of rotate and keep things fresh in the middle of the ground, and yeah, they both did that really well.
What impressed you most about your performance yesterday, Herbie?
Probably the ability to fight it out for a long period of time. It was a pretty hot contest and perhaps scrappy at times, but you know, I think we were hard at the contest for, you know, the majority of the game, and you know, we sometimes it wasn't, you know, the pretty footy that got the job done. It was sort of the tackles and the, you know, knocking it forward and just moving the ball our way, and I think we did that quite well for the majority of the game.
Yep. Any injuries out of the day, or did you get through with a clean slate?
Lockie Wilson was a bit sore with his ankle, but yeah, I think the rest of the boys pulled up pretty well. So, you know, everyone's a bit sore from the knocks and the bumps and everything, but yeah, hopefully Lockie's not too far away. He might miss a couple of weeks by the looks of things.
Yep. Nathan Brown wants to play forward, but you're going to get tested next week. You play Anglesey and Jordan Erskine, obviously, in the goal square for the Roos. Is this one where you might tap Nathan on the shoulder and say, hey, look, we've got a pretty handy full forward we're coming up against. Would you like to go back and just play to your strength, or do you keep him forward?
He played probably more through the middle yesterday. But, yeah, I mean, he's happy to play wherever we need him to, whether that's back, forward, or through the midfield. So, yeah, look, we'll have a look at that this week. We've probably got a couple of options there. You know, Kyle Polly, Coben Troik, Will Jacobs. Yeah, there's some options there. So we'll look at that this week and make a call.
All right. Herbie, anybody that didn't play yesterday? I know you had some handy players running around in the twos, but anybody that didn't get to the start line for round one that you'll consider for next week?
Potentially. Seb Kent missed yesterday and was, you know, probably touch and go. So he will be close to being available next week, I'd say. Matthew Knox, who we got to the club this year, he was unavailable yesterday, so he'll be available next week. Yeah, so once again, there'll be some tough decisions to make with selection, but yeah, it's a good problem to have.
Absolutely. Herbie, well done. Great start to your premiership defence. Tough conditions for everybody that played on Easter Saturday with the heat and the northerly wind, but you've handled it with aplomb, and you get things underway on the right foot for 2021. Good to talk with you, and wish you the best of luck next week against Anglesey.
Thanks very much, Kingy. Appreciate it. Cheers.